The Rebbe speaks about the Tanis Bechlal, a fasting in general, that at this time we should speak Divrei Kivushin. So, Divrei Kivushin could mean a number of things. It could mean literally to capture the person's heart to make him do tshuva. It also comes from the word Yichbei Shavin Niseinu. Yichbei Shavin Niseinu, Kevei Shavin has different explanations. Literally means he will cause the Avedis to sink. Another explanation is that it comes from the word kibus, to dry clean, to wash away. So the Indian of Atonis is the Indian of tshuva. So, but more importantly, regarding the 3 weeks Bechlal, it's known that Rebbe said we should focus on how they will be when Mashiach will come. It says when Mashiach will come, all the fast days will be Yomim Tovim. The Rambam says that the fast days will all become nullified and they'll become Yomim Tovim, which will be discussed momentarily. So there's a vort I didn't get a chance to find exactly. This episode of vort that Shivas or B'tamuz and Tisha B'Av will be Yom Tov, and the days will be in between will be like Chol HaMoed. Another girsa, I have to look it up, that it was Sabisalan, that Shivas or B'tamuz with Tisha B'Av, like, will be Yom Tov from Tisha B'Av until the next Shivas or B'tamuz will be. I have to look this up, but it was an interesting clear. It has a tissue, it goes until next year, also with Tammuz.
What about these 3 weeks?
I don't know. Whichever way it might be, but it says that the days will be Nishapach, the Sasan, and the Simcha, the days of joy. This is brought down in the Rambam, this is brought down not only in the Rambam, it's also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the tour. So the Rebbe says this is obviously a halacha. The fact that the Rambam brings it down as a halacha itself understood, because the Rambam brings halachas not only those halachas that are relevant now, but also the halachas that will be relevant when Mashiach will come. So it's a halacha that's relevant to know when Mashiach will come, that the fast days won't be fast days, they'll be days of simcha. But the question is, what is the relevance to when the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch bring it down? What is the relevance of it in for them? In other words, they only bring down halachas, those things that are relevant to today. What is the negate to today to know that when Mashiach will come, the fast days will be transformed into days of joy? So on a very simple level, the answer is, Boshet, you shouldn't give up. Yid Hatzor, the Torah promises him that eventually Mashiach will come, so you shouldn't fall into Yiyush. You shouldn't fall into despair. That's on a simple level. The Rebbe discusses on a deeper level a very interesting word. And the Rebbe explains that what is going to cause, the Rebbe explains there's really three different dimensions, levels, how the days of fast will be transformed when Mashiach will come. To start with, the days of fast will be nullified when Mashiach will come. Why? When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and all the tzaddis, all the negative things that happened in Shivas of B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are not there anymore, there's no point in fasting. So automatically it becomes nullified, there's no point to fast. So that's one level. Poshet won't be a reason to fast. That level, in a certain sense, even Bizman Hazed, there's a Havam in his days in Gemara, the Bizman Shei Sholem, at a time when the Yidden aren't suffering, they don't have to fast. Nothing to do with the fast being transformed to days of Simch, of joy, but just, it's not a day of Tzori, you don't fast. A second level is that the days of fast get transformed to days of joy. Why are they transformed to days of joy? Not that the negative thing itself gets transformed to joy, but rather the fact that there was a negative day, and now it's not, the tzorah, the tragedy is over, that itself is a simcha. The simcha is that the negative thing is not there anymore. So the simcha is that you went out of galus, that you went out of the tzorah. The ultimate level is a third level. The third level, the Rabbi says in the Chiddush, is that the negative, it's hard, I can't tell you, understand exactly, but the Rabbi says that, it says when Mashiach will come, Oidcha Hashem ki anaftabi, we'll thank Hashem, that Hashem, anafta, whatever you translate in English, huh? Flicked us. So when Mashiach will come, the negative thing itself, the Lashon, you have a Pasuk in Tanakh, Vafachti evlam l'sosin, I will transform their mourning into joy. It doesn't say, I will transform the days of mourning into joy. Rather, I will transform the mourning, the negative thing itself, into joy. That is a very deep thing. The word here is that the negative thing itself, the Rebbe calls this a level of nimna nimnoi, something only Debishin himself can take, something could turn the negativity itself into joy. That is the ultimate level of the happiness, the transformation of the fast days into the Yimei Simcha. Now, this is all nice talk, but everything that happens is dependent upon our avoda in the days of Golos. So what is going to cause the transformation of these days of fasting into days of joy? So the Rebbe explains, it's the avoda of tshuva, right? You know that the idea of a tonus of a fast, the Rambam writes, is medachia tshuva, is a way of doing tshuva. It's not just a day we don't eat, that's technicality. The point is that it's reminded us to do tshuva. So in tshuva also we have three levels that correspond to the three dimensions of the fast days that I mentioned before. First of all, when a person does tshuva, in simple English, he stops avedus. Now, what is the fundamental part of tshuva? You know, Rebbe speaks in the Gedus at tshuva. People, tshuva is a very big thing. I mean, it's the highest targets of tshuva is tshuva yilom, Mashiach will bring tzaddikim to tshuva. We know there's some very simple recipe for tshuva. It might be hard to do, but it's very simple. Tshuva means one thing, to stop sinning. That's all. A person stops doing an aveda, so that's tshuva. To fix what he did before is a separate thing. But the first thing is to stop doing avedas. But in getting back to the sikh over here, so the first level of tshuva is what? That a person does tshuva, he stops sinning, he takes away the effect of the sin, whatever it is. That corresponds to the level of the fast day that when Mashiach will come, it will be bottled, won't be a sad day anymore. Why? Because the negative thing is away, so there's no reason to be sad. Similarly, in tshuva, when the aveda is gone, it's over. A higher, another deeper point in tshuva is not only the person did tshuva, he took away the negative thing, but he adds more mitzvahs of ma'asim tovim. It says that the derech of a baal tshuva is he adds a mitzvahs of ma'asim tovim even more than he did before. This is similar to the second level or dimension in the fast days when Mashiach will come, they'll be transformed to joy, which is because since you left, since previously was a negative day, and now it's a And now we got out of the tzara, so it's even happier than it's not just a regular day because there's no tzara, so we're not sad, but on the contrary, not only no tzara, but we're happy that we get out of the tzara. Similarly, in the avodah of tshuva, a person is not just satisfied with stopping to do what's wrong, but he increases the mitzvah of ma'asim tovim. The third level of tshuva, the ultimate level of tshuva, is that zdoinus nasa leikizachis, that the avedis become mitzvahs. And the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya Perek Zayin how the avedis become like mitzvahs, because it's tshuva which is done from such a great love to the Eibusha, that the fact itself that he was distant from the Eibusha because of his avedis, this is what propels him to come closer to the Eibusha. So to say, it's the negative thing itself that brings him closer to the Eibusha. So the negative thing itself, through that intense tshuva, gets transformed into a zochis. In other words, the Rebbe explained, it's the nitzitz, doesn't mean God forbid, the actual aveda itself of a person, the chveis, you know, he ate treif, doesn't mean the treif of food became kosher. It means that the act, the energy that was invested in the act, gets in, the act itself gets nullified, and the energy that was invested in the act, it's considered as if it was a mitzvah. This parallels, this manifests itself when Mashiach will come, that the fast days will be turned into the negative thing itself, the evil, the negative thing itself, be transformed to joy. Similar to this ultimate level of tshuva, that the zdeinus avedis get turned into mitzvahs. What is in the Geya to us? The Rebbe says, it's brought in the halacha. Why is it brought in the halacha? First of all, to tell us how we have to know how much tshuva we have to do on the fasting. Since we know that the fact, now that we understand it, the fact that the fast days will be turned into days of joy is based on the tshuva that will, is a direct consequence of the tshuva that we will do. So our tshuva should be in a neifen that it's zaynus nasalei kezachis, that not only we, you know, the Rebbe obviously says that we all have a shaykhis at this level of tshuva. But the Rebbe gives to
now is going to affect when Moshiach comes.
Everything that the Rebbe writes in Tanya, that everything, all the giluim of losalav, we are telling our marsenu, everything, the greatest giluim that will happen when Moshiach will come, somehow are connected with our avodah now. This is the Rebbe said it many times. The Rebbe says two nekudas. I don't have the sikha right in front of me. One nekuda the Rebbe says is that it's important to, you have in Tani and Geras HaTshuva, the Rebbe doesn't say this, but the Rebbe said it elsewhere, but Chassidim say this. In Geras HaTshuva and Tanya, the Rebbe explains different daggers in Tshuva. The Rebbe explains, we're holding which pedic exactly, the Rebbe said the ultimate level of Tshuva is that the Neshama should return to the Eibishter and become one with the Eibishter the way it was one with the Eibishter, v'terem shenofcha meruach pivis, when before the Eibishter emanated it even. The Eibishter created the Neshama, was v'ipach bap of Nishmas Chaim. The Eibishter, so to say, the Neshama came out of the Eibishter, whatever that means, was emanated. So, but before that, the Neshama was kolal, was one with the Eibishter. So tshuva means, I'm not talking about tshuva of Avedis, tshuva means that a person should return his Neshama to the Eibishter, that he should be totally united with the Eibishter, not only the way the Neshama was before it came down to this world. That's also very high level. But the way the Neshama was one with the Eibishter before it was ever, it was Netzal was emanated as a Neshama. A person can ask a question, I push needed to tshuva starting from the basics. What is that Rebbe sending me, you know, all the way to the highest level of tshuva? So one thing is, you have to know what tshuva is. If you'll reach there 100%, maybe not, but it definitely will, it'll give you a different perspective on the tshuva you have to do now. The second thing, the Rebbe's mitzayin, what the Deborah Shab writes in Kuntres HaAvoda, about Avoda v'yichud Eloh and yichud Tato. It's one Avoda v'yichud Eloh, great tzaddikim, they can live on a level that all that exists is godliness. And it's a lower level, from regular people like us, the world exists, so we have to realize the Eibishter runs the world, and everything's dependent upon the Eibishter. To live in an ultimate level of pure consciousness, and that the pure reality, the way it is, the way the Eibishter sees it, the way tzaddikim see it, that it's zichud ilo, all that exists is the Eibishter, and in Levada, you're not on that level. But the Rebbe Rashab adds an important thing. If a person only does his avoid in Yichud HaTatoi, most of us, at least at this point, right, the Rebbe says now we're able to, the Rebbe says we do the avoid of a tzaddik now, the Rebbe says in Tav Shin and Aleph, Shtam we can live in love with Yichud HaTatoi also, Leben with Mashiach. But B'chol Eifin, the Derech HaVoid, you know, the Derech Chal for people is Yichud HaTatoi. But a person, even such a person, from time to time, he needs to try to experience Yichud HaTatoi. At least temporarily, certain times in his life, certain times of the year, should live on the level of Yichud HaTatoi. Why? Because if a person is the whole time Yichud HaTatoi, the whole time he's serving the Eibishter and the Mod, the world exists, just the Eibishter runs and controls it. Eventually, since the world does exist in this way of looking at it, so he could fall through. You know, it's not going to, he needs to sometimes experience a level which is otherworldly, as you say, completely above, you know, the whatever he's experiencing now. A level of pure godliness. So from time to time, a person has to experience his Yichud HaTatoi, and then he could, it will give him the koyach that even when he's doing his day-to-day avoida, which is more in the ifn of Yichud HaTatoi, he's not living on the level of pure godliness, but even then, he will have a reishim, you know, a mark of that experience, which will keep his Yichud HaTatoi, his regular level of avoida in touch. The same thing that Rebbe seems to be saying, that even if not holding at that level of tshuva, but from time to time, zman l'zman, you know, certain times of the year, a person could, you know, try to at least think about this level of tshuva and internalize it in some way, shape, or form. The Rebbe, anyway, getting back to the sikh over there, the Rebbe explains that in the Rambam, there are two. If you look closely at the Rambam, you see when the Rambam speaks about the fastest when Mashiach will come, he divides it into two stanzas, into two phrases in the safe in this halacha. One part he says when Mashiach will come, the fast days will become nullified. Not only that, he writes like a second phrase, but they'll be transformed to days of joy. The Rebbe explained that these two phrases of the Rambam are referring to two separate stages. The first stage, that the days of fast will be nullified, or even the second level, which I mentioned before, that there'll be days of joy. But the joy won't be because the negative thing itself will be turned into joy, but rather that the happiness will be that you left Galus. So there, that will be in the first stage of Mashiach, which, like we discussed many times in the past, the Rambam holds that will be a natural stage, because in the natural stage of Mashiach, You can't say that the negative thing itself was turned into a happy thing. That's that the Rebbe says that's a, like a change of nature. So then the fact that first of all, to start off with, the days will be nullified, the fast days will be nullified, and then there'll also be days of joy that you left at Tzadis. In the second stage of the period of Mashiach, then there'll be the revelation of a supernatural period. In the supernatural period, Eibush is able to transform the negative thing. The Rebbe calls it, I don't know if the Rebbe uses the Lashon Nimna HaNemnois, the Rebbe uses the Lashon Shini Minogi Shalaylam, that it's going to be, it's a change of nature to turn something negative itself, not a day that's negative, but the negative thing itself, that you should look at it in a positive way, that's, so to say, beyond the normal way we look at it now, that will only happen in the second stage. Look, you call that Ichud Eilah. Yeah, the Rebbe brings in another place, the Rebbe says that there's a minig that on the day of fast days, we learn the psukim in Tanakh that are relevant to fast days. For example, in Shiva Sivatamas, we psukim, Nirmiyam, Malachim, that speak about what happened on the fast days. So the Rebbe speaks what's going to happen, learning it when Mashiach will come. I think the Rebbe speaks about it. The Rebbe says, then, when you learn it, you'll see only the good that's in it. Al-Khatkhila, you'll see the, like, you have Chassidus says, Yaakov Esav Hamurim B'Pasha. Yaakov and Esav, the way they're written about in the Torah, it's not the Yaakov and Esav, the wild Esav that's running around killing people, but it's Esav on a high level. So the way it's in Torah, L'chadchila see the good of it, and that's what, that will be revealed, Mashiach will come.
The negative,
that's going to be Rebbe goes on, connects it more with another part of the Seicha, B'chalef, and you want me to speak about Hilchos Beis HaBechira also a little bit. You have to be Yoitzed, Psavort, and Beis HaBechira. So,
Right. Fine,
so one word Nilchas Beis HaBechira, the Rambam discusses a different kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, I remember, I think I mentioned last week, is that to prepare also the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, that's part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is that the mitzvah should be, the mitzvah is that the Lasses Bais LaHashem Muchon, whatever the lashon is, you build the house Hashem that's prepared to bring the korbanos. So, that includes everything: building the Beis HaMikdash, preparing the vessels. The Rogatch over has an interesting word. I'm going to be my katzer b'kitz and nimritz over here. They say it very brief. He has a chakira. He has a, you know, how should you look at it? Is the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash, or is the mitzvah that the Beis HaMikdash should be built? Some things the mitzvah is the actual doing of it. So other things the mitzvah is just the effect. So he says by the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is the effect. Not the actual building is not so much the mitzvah of building is only because it leads to the effect that it should be built. When you build the Beis HaMikdash, they're not yet hektish. You don't build it, it doesn't have to be, doesn't have yet a holiness yet. It's only when you actually later you sanctify it, which means the mitzvah is that it should be built. Miyaz anafkamin ala halacha and several things which I don't want to get into right now. The reason why I'm mentioning it is, the Rebbe says a very interesting thing. We learned, I think discussed last week, that there's two opinions who will build the Beis HaMikdash. Rambam writes, Mashiach will build it, the Medrash says we will build it. And one of the famous reconciliations that are brought to reconcile these two opinions is that Beis HaMikdash will come from heaven, we will put up the doors. The Rebbe asks a question, yeah, we're putting up the doors, the Rambam writes, it's brought in halacha as if he's created the whole thing. So the Rebbe asks a question. It's a nice tivuch, but That means technically that our participation in the building of the third Beis HaMikdash is minimal. We're not building the Beis HaMikdash, we're not doing the doors. You're putting in a few screws to connect the doors to the hinges. That's our whole status in the Beis HaMikdash. So Alpichsidus, the answer is that was haste. The Beis HaMikdash from heaven is all an outcome of our Avodah. But Alpinigled Rebbe says the Porsche answer. Alpinigled Rebbe says the bits of building the Beis HaMikdash is not to build it. It's the effect that it should be there. If it's the effect, it doesn't make a difference how much a participant, if the mitzvah is to build it, so then if you only build not, or a quarter of a percent of it, it's lacking the mitzvah. The mitzvah that it should be, there's a felt nishtais. There was one other answer that people said, I'll finish off with this, the Rebbe doesn't say this, because it doesn't really answer the question, but just interesting thought in the general discussion. The Beis HaMikdash should come from heaven, but the kelim we will build. Some of the kelim we'll have to build. That will be our participation in the mitzvah of the building of the HaMikdash. It doesn't answer the stira, because in the sources it seems that when we say Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash, it means everything. But in other words, the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash we will build. But even that doesn't really completely answer the question, because certain things, says for example, the Mizbeach will also come from heaven. It says the Menorah and other things we'll use what Moshe Rabbeinu built. So we'll make some kelim, I assume, but the major kelim we'll probably won't even make either. Dikir is, should have the gula mitzvah shleimah, take it from the Yad Mamash.